Do not judge so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye, while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. Ask, and it will give you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. Teacher, which commandment is the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
I took a course in college that completely changed my way of thinking about the Bible and my faith in God. I can't remember the exact title of the course, but I think it was called Faith and Christianity. Our first assignment was to read a logic book, then we read parts of the Bible. I was confused why a religion professor would assign a logic book, but I quickly got the connection. The Bible contradicts itself a lot. Maybe it is because it's a collection of books written hundreds of years apart, or maybe there are contradictions because of the different authors. Anyways, my religion course involved a lot of discussion without an end result of anyone being right or wrong. Some close friends of mine really struggled with the course because of what we found out in the Bible readings and theology books. Some of us had definitely received a certain understanding of the Bible that missed out on what other parts of the Bible proclaimed. The title of this sermon is Christian Choice, and I think it's important that people understand they have to make decisions about their faith. One can call themselves a literal Bible follower, but I am guessing that they are selecting which passages to literally follow. I like to follow rules or guidelines. I have much better success when composing or arranging music if I stick to a key or rhythm or style. I teach my jazz soloist how to create awesome-sounding solos using just a couple of notes. I appreciate when people drive on the right side of the road and use turn signals. I'm talking about the golf carts. That's an issue. They should be able to drive at least 25 and not just turn whenever they want. The Bible gives us some guidelines or laws that we are supposed to follow. I'm going to discuss and compare the laws of Moses, the teachings of Jesus, and the writings of Paul. The first five books of the Bible are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, which together are called the Torah in Judaism and form the foundation of Jewish faith, which is also the foundation of Christian faith. I took a couple of courses in college on Judaism and was fascinated with the level of scholarship and critical thinking of rabbis and theologians. Rabbi Simlai wrote in the 3rd century CE that there are 613 commandments in the Torah. There are 365 negative commandments, as in don't do this, and 248 positive commandments, as in you should do this. However, since the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 CE by the Romans, there are now only 77 positive and 194 negative commandments that can be observed today, and 26 of these commandments only apply within the borders of Israel. So what do the 271 commandments of Mosaic law tell us to do today? The first commandment is to have children with one's wife. Jen and I have some very close friends who desperately wish they could biologically fulfill this commandment, but their bodies won't allow it. The second is to not eat the sinew of the thigh. I don't know if chicken nuggets have thigh sinews in them. Hopefully not. The 64th commandment is to not oppress the weak. I like this law. Leviticus 19:26 states to not be superstitious. We should stop knocking on wood when we say something is going well. Deuteronomy 18:11 says we are not to attempt to contact the dead. This law takes out half of the TV shows my mom watches. Leviticus 19:27 says men must not shave their beards with a razor. Looks like I'm in a room full of sinners. Larry, you're good. Deuteronomy 22:29 says a rapist must marry his victim if she is unwed. I think that's a terrible idea. Leviticus chapter 18 has lots of commandments on sexual relations and is very specific. For example, stay away from your father's wife's daughter. If you're thinking, hey, band guy, just say your sister, then you may not have read all the possible combinations listed in Leviticus. Leviticus 3:17 says not to eat blood. I don't know if this means no rare steaks for supper. Numbers chapter 6 says not to eat grapes, raisins, or drink wine. Wine is used at wedding feasts, and I'm a little confused on when to follow this commandment. Exodus 22:30 says to not eat meat of an animal that was mortally wounded. Instead of thinking we are supposed to take meat from animals still alive, I think we are supposed to ritually slaughter our meat in order to eat it. Deuteronomy 5:19 says to not desire another's possession. My kids fail this every 38 seconds. Exodus 22:24 says to lend to the poor and destitute and to not press them for payment if you know they don't have it. I don't think the IRS follows this commandment. Teenage boys should heed Deuteronomy 21:18, which says to not be a rebellious son. Deuteronomy 23:7 says to not offer peace to Ammon and Moab while besieging them. These ancient countries existed in the mountainous areas of Jordan. I think you get an idea on the specificity of Mosaic law. The commandments of Moses tell Israelites what to eat and how to prepare it, how to work, who to marry and why you should marry them, how to fine or seek grievance using the court system, how to treat each other, and how to act during holy periods and in holy spaces. These laws were designed to govern the behavior of Jews. Some, or hundreds of these commandments, are really hard to follow. I looked up what laws Jesus said to follow. Christian theologian Samuel Mills found 38 commandments in the Gospels attributed to Jesus. They include, forgive when you pray, you must be born again through baptism, remain in me and I will remain in you, let your light shine before men, settle matters quickly with your adversary, get rid of whatever causes you to sin, do not swear, do not resist an evil person, and instead turn your cheek. Give more than is demanded. Love your enemies. Give to please God rather than to be seen giving. Pray privately unseen by men. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Fast without fanfare. Do not store treasures on earth. Do not worry about your needs. Do not worry about tomorrow. Place God first, do not judge, guard what is sacred, care for those in distress, watch out for false prophets, exercise spiritual power, do not despise childlike believers, do not exalt yourself, settle disputes between the disputed and you, and if that doesn't work, then tell it to the church, do not oppose other Christian groups, have complete faith in God. Do as the Good Samaritan did. Love one another. Take communion in remembrance of Jesus. Wash one another's feet. Be merciful. go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, obey what Jesus commands, and be ready when Jesus comes again. Jesus' commandments teach us how to treat others and are way less specific than the Torah's commandments. However, sometimes the laws of Moses seem easier to follow than Jesus's. For example, I have lots of tools and trumpets, and I need them all. I think my loved ones would like me to declutter the garage, but I don't want to give away any of the 8 9/16 wrenches that I got from my dad. Jesus said to not store treasures on earth. I worry about my needs a lot and take every job I can get to help provide for my family. Jesus said not to worry about my needs or worry about tomorrow. Maybe it is God sending the band judging and clinic contracts I get each year, and that is his way of providing for me. I think Jesus' teachings were so radical from his contemporaries. He definitely preached different instructions from what was being taught in the Temple of Jerusalem by older, more distinguished Jewish rabbis. And it's pretty wild to think that I'm older than Jesus lived to. It's amazing how much Jesus changed the world in the 3 short years that he traveled and taught. I can imagine how the rabbis were threatened by this young man who preached about a much simpler way to worship God. Saul was a zealot of Judaism and Mosaic law. He thought he was doing God's will and keeping the law through arresting, torturing, and killing those who believed Jesus was the Messiah. For the record, I did read all of the 613 Torah commandments, and I don't remember seeing torturing listed anywhere. And I did spend some cash printing them all off if you want to read these commandments here. We learn in Romans that Saul converted to Christianity, became Paul, and preached the gospel of Jesus to the Gentiles. Paul wrote his letter to the Galatians to illustrate why they should follow the gospel and not Mosaic law. Paul believed God gave him revelations that were hidden from the law as well as the prophets of the Old Testament. Paul's letters came after the time of Jesus because he was not one of the 12 original disciples. Paul believed he had information not given to Jesus' 12 disciples and that he was blessed by God to share the news of Jesus to the non-Jewish world. Paul's major contribution to Christianity was teaching that faith alone in the gospel of Christ brought salvation. Prior to Paul's teachings, Christian believers thought they had to abide by the law of Moses, be circumcised, and believe in Jesus. The Mosaic law was too difficult to abide by. Paul said the Holy Spirit, faith, and love of Christ's grace are all that people need to walk in God's path. Paul writes in Romans 3:28-30, "Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the works of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God who shall justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith." Paul is saying one does not need to follow Mosaic law and get circumcised to worship God, like is clearly stated in the Jewish tradition. It's hard to not underestimate Paul's contribution to Christianity. He understood that all people are sinners. There are many different branches of Christianity who latch onto something in the New Testament that is meaningful to them. I think it's important to note that Paul expressly mentions many different kinds of sin. He doesn't rank order them from worst sin to best sin or judge the people for their actions. Instead, he says to accept Christ's grace and that the sin is forgiven. Both the Old and New Testaments describe many things that are sinful. Under Mosaic law, people who broke the law could either be killed, address their sins in court, or sacrifice an animal to have their sins be forgiven. Jesus is the most radical, perfect soul God sent to our world. Paul taught us that no matter what sin we commit, whether it is eating a bloody steak, working on the Sabbath, swearing at your father for dropping something heavy on your toe, that did happen, cutting your hair, stealing the second Skittles package that came down with the one that you purchased at the vending machine, or any of the other 613 sins one can commit, as long as you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are saved by the grace of God. I think we should follow the commandments of Jesus more by keeping our opinions of sinners to ourselves, not judging others, and practicing forgiveness. I don't think Christians gain much by judging the actions of others and condemning them for their sins. The way that I understand Christianity is that through belief in Jesus and his grace, our sins are forgiven. It's a lot easier to remember Jesus' grace than all 613 commandments from the Torah.